let us revise a little so that we once again enter into the field. We have said that Gita has three divisions. Chapter 1 and chapter 6 is one division. Bhagavad Gita has three main divisions, chapter 1 to chapter 6, chapter 7 to chapter 12, and chapter 13 to chapter 18. In the first six chapters, we have the synthesis of karma and jnana. In chapters 6, 7 to 12, there is synthesis of karma, jnana and bhakti. Chapter 13 to chapter 18, takes us to deeper understanding of this triple yoga. The climax of it. In chapter 7 to chapter number 12, there is a great emphasis upon knowledge. There is synthesis of knowledge and bhakti, but there is a tremendous emphasis upon knowledge. And this knowledge is not merely intellectual knowledge, but spiritual knowledge. There is a difference between intellectual knowledge and spiritual knowledge. Intellectual knowledge gives you information about phenomena, about events, about developments, about things. Spiritual knowledge gives you information, but about being. Not phenomena, but about being. Of phenomena also, but as manifestations of the being. Whenever we talk of spiritual knowledge, this element of the knowledge of being is at the base. Now, chapter 7 to 12, therefore, is fundamentally, you might say, information about being. And also about becoming, which issues from being. Now the word information is also not a very correct word. Information is normally regarding something that is not yourself. When it concerns yourself, you don't have information, but you have identity with it. Your knowledge is by experience and by identity. In the act of information, we are revealed about things and events, about becomings, so that we become aware of many things which are happening around us, by the help of which we become more efficient in dealing with things. In regard to the spiritual knowledge, we grow into being. It is not a question of being informed about being, but we grow into being. That which we are, we become more. We become intenser. We become more possessed. We experience it in greater depth, greater width, profundity, greater height. From the point of view of statement of spiritual knowledge, it can be stated within a short formula. For example, one of the greatest statements of knowledge in the Upanishad is Tattvamasi, thou art that. Now, from the point of information, it's a very short sentence. Thou art that. It only informs you that what you think to be yourself is really that, and by that is meant all that is universal and all that goes beyond universe. So you are one with the universal and the transcendental. Now, even here the word universal is a short word, transcendental is a short word. Perhaps if you want to describe gold, which is a becoming, not a being, but gold is a being of a becoming. It's an event, it's a thing, it's a phenomenon. You can write 5-6 pages about gold, where it comes from, what is the quality, what are its attributes, how it is sold, where it is available, etc. A lot of things can be written. But about thou art that, you can't write much. It is not a matter to be written about. It is something about which one grows. One grows into one's own being. And when you possess the whole universal in you, you are not required to describe the whole universe. The universe can be possessed by you by a mere act of identity with the whole universe. You don't even need to universalize yourself step by step, saying, I universalize myself first, embracing this much, then I embrace little more, then I embrace more. It's not even that kind of movement. When you really become imbued with yourself, when you really touch your inner being, you find yourself to be universal. It is at once universal. It doesn't grow little by little, except in a very initial stage. And when you know transcendental, it goes even beyond this.